Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, fighting the flu. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, thank you for joining us. We are witness to residents who are opposed to a construction of a permanent cold weather shelter for homeless people, and they're pushing back again. They filed a lawsuit. This is in Saratoga's Walworth Street headquarters. Explain.
A group of about 20 residents. They filed this lawsuit back on January 8th against the Saratoga Springs Zoning Board of Appeals vote to approve this cold blue, cold weather shelter for homeless people. The proposal is to build this on Walworth Street, which is in the city's west side. It's the second time neighborhood residents have filed a legal challenge to the shelter's establishment. The first challenge was addressed by the zoning board in the January 8th meeting when the board ruled that the shelter can be classified as a neighborhood rooming house, which is use allowed in that neighborhood. The new legal challenge on behalf of residents are seeking to overturn the city council's decision. They're saying the construction of a large shelter expansion next to this facility doesn't fit well with that neighborhood. It's a residential neighbor, and they're suggesting that with a new administration in City Hall, the residents hope that there's a coalition can be brought together to develop a long-term, more adaptable approach to addressing homelessness in Saratoga County. We talked to the executive director of the Shelters of Saratoga, Michael Finacci. He said he wouldn't comment on the lawsuit until after he speaks with his lawyer. There is indeed a new mayor in Saratoga Springs, Mayor Meg Kelly. She said the city hadn't been served a lawsuit as of yesterday afternoon, and she's not commenting until she sees it herself. This is especially interesting this time of year when the cold weather arrives. People wonder what's going to happen with the with your homeless. You know, the city has some temporary solutions. They're trying to establish this permanent solution in this one neighborhood, and it's been a debate for more than a year.
Yeah, and it focuses on the well-known NIMBY, not in my backyard.
That appears to be the case.
We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on this stories or about the story where people are helping the victims of the Schenectady landslide raise money, it's all at dailygazette.com. Judy, thank you as always.